In today's episode, we talk about Week 5 news and match our league mates to a Taylor Swift song.
Welcome to the Coach and Commish Podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with the Coach and Commish. I'm Chris. Sean sitting across from me. And today, we've been gone for about 2 weeks, and we had...
Morgan would say, it's been a while.
It's been a while. We have league mates saying where we've been. I had guys outside of our league text me and say, you guys still doing the podcast? I'm like, yes, life's a little busy.
Yeah.
We'll get back on it. So today's episode is for you guys. And while we've been gone, there's a person that's been taking over the NFL that doesn't wear any pads, helmets, or put the cleats on. But we'll talk about Taylor later. So let's go right into it. There were some Week 5 reactions, I think it's all fantasy relevant, but I want to kick it off. Is it 49ers and everyone else, specifically in the NFC?
I'd say even league-wide, the way they dominated the Dallas Cowboys, who was thought to be a really good defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just don't even know which side of their ball is better for them, the offense or the defense. So they're just a complete team. Things will change, obviously, but for now, yeah, I would put them at a tier above.
Yeah, it's like the what if. If they didn't go to Christian McCaffrey as a quarterback last season in the NFC Championship game, what could have happened?
Yeah.
Right? In the Super Bowl next year. But... just as simple, they're phenomenal. They had the backups halfway through the third.
Yeah.
That's how it was a snoozer after that. This guy named DJ Moore showed up. Is this more of DJ showing up or Justin Fields finally being the quarterback we thought he could be?
Yeah, I mean...
45 points, man. Thursday night.
I think you're seeing that Stephon Diggs effect to where I think DJ Moore was just a really good wide receiver, and he's continuing to do that. He's helping... Justin Fields finally. My question would more be, do you think that this is here to stay? Like, do you think that the Fields, obviously we're not going to expect 40 points from Fields, 45 from DJ Moore every week, but are these guys now that you see as like top options that are in,
I think we won't see DJ Moore get above 30 for the rest of the season. We're not gonna see boom days like this. It was disappointing Washington defense on a Thursday night, so yeah. Defenses are a little harder to show up at times, or you see both ways, but it was surprising to see Fields that accurate. So I don't think we will see as much as if we flip this. Is this a time to sell high on DJ Moore if you could?
If somebody's believing that he's now a top five wide receiver, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah, find a Bears fan.
Yeah, I think you can do that. As far as Justin Fields goes, though, I think this is, those are the ceiling games you're going to see. And then he's got a good floor, so I would just hang on to Fields.
Yeah, hopefully we're able to ride the Fields wave, yes, and keep him on your roster. He was definitely not someone you should have cut. All right, Ja'Marr Chase finally woke up. That Bengals offense,
I think he was awake. I think Joe Burrow, yeah, just...
it looks like the calf is ready because he's making downfield throws to his man. Like, the guys who put a top three draft pick in fantasy finally, yeah, saying thank you.
Yeah, I hope you didn't trade him after, the terrible performances you'd had. But, Ja'Marr Chase and this Cincinnati offense looks to be mostly fixed. So I think it was the calf. I mean, that's what it was.
Well, and T. Higgins owners, he was out this week. You're hoping that you see some positivity from in a point production next week or next, for the remainder of the season now that calf is better. ETN, my question here. He basically carried that Jacksonville team in London,
yeah,
especially the second half. I mean, 34 points. Nothing to shake a stick at here.
Yeah.
Is he an RB1 stature rest of season?
So not the RB1, but a RB1?
Like the top 12. Yeah. Somebody putting your
RB1
status.
Absolutely. What's been frustrating is I think that I was talking to Morgan about this yesterday. Like, who of the running backs do you feel 100% confident in and like they were completely worth their draft pick?
This is CMC.
That's it.
Right? Nick Chubb before injury.
Yeah. So literally it's only CMC. So the rest of the field, it doesn't even almost matter when you're picking these. So a guy like ETN who's capable of a 34-point game and who's been not killed you on other weeks and has the full workload, I don't think Tank Bigsby is taking over anytime soon. So, yeah, absolutely an RB1.
Yeah. Okay. Zach Moss, what's up, man?
Yeah, that hurt on my bench. I had Zach Moss, and I'm sure many people did, sitting on their bench because JT returned, got his big contract. I figured they'd ease him in, but against this Titans defense, you couldn't start him. I don't think he's going away in the sense that I don't think it'll just be 100%, but even I don't think it'll even be an 80%, 70% snap for JT, especially if they've paid him all this money now and he did have some type of injury and then he's not been in football shape, as they say. I think that it will very slowly make Zach Moss go away. But as far as fantasy goes, it's frustrating because I don't know if you can start him ever. Like next week would probably be your last opportunity. But unless JT's hurt or the coaching staff comes out and says, we really like, you know, running two running backs or something,
Right now you're in, all the bye weeks. So Moss is going to be started at the running back or the flex position in your lineup. But let's just say if you were in a non bye week type of week coming up, and where would you put Zach Moss? You think he's someone you put at RB1, RB2 right now with JT back, or is he a flex option now?
I think he's a flex option. I'm hoping there's other options that you have over him. But, yeah, I think with bye weeks, like you said, he probably will have to go into lineups.
Yep. All right. Do we believe in Adam Thielen? These past 4 weeks, I've seen his name pop up in trades. He's been thrown my way before this week, and I still said no.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking twice about it. What's going on here? We thought it's just Andy Dalton, but then Bryce Young's finding him.
Yeah, I think
33 years old here.
I think he's just going to be a consistent player. I don't think you can expect him to do what he's done in the last 4 weeks. But I do think he's somebody that you can definitely needs to be rostered, and most weeks you can start him without any hesitation.
Yeah, as of now, he's wide receiver 10.
Yeah.
Now that's with Jamar Chase still playing catch up and some other guys coming around, but
Cup.
It was kind of Cup's back in there. He did great, didn't he? Like it was phenomenal.
Didn't still need a touchdown. He didn't do the JT experience. He went right back to it.
I thought it'd be an eased in, and they were not lying. They did not ease him in. They put him in there. Let's talk about some injuries. Huge injuries into fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick it to you first there, Mr. Justin Jefferson on IR. How's the Vikings fan feeling?
You know, before I stepped into the studio, aka your house, I was in the car crying. Trying to figure out what to do. Man, hamstring, 4 weeks. Like,
that's
huge.
I would look at Deontay Johnson as kind of the mold of what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult because obviously going to put him in your IR.
Yep.
But then you don't really know what the return is. And if you listen to Adam Schefter and those guys, like, well, if they keep losing, they might not rush him back. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why say that?
Well, here's a question for you, and I know you put him on our trade block, but if you're in a redraft league, are you going to trade him? Like, are you going to get what you can for him if you think you can get? Like, I'll look up some names, but you kind of speak to that.
I'm going
to
put out some feelers because I still got to win 4 weeks, right? Like, yeah, he's my stud, but if I'm looking and I'm right now like top part of the bottom-esque, or third of the league. So I'm still fighting for playoffs, even though I got cut back. That's still a big part of my offense. I mean, part of my lineup. So I would put out feelers to see if he can get some return. The names might not match up to a Jefferson, but guess what? Jefferson's not doing for at least 4 weeks, scoring any points for my lineup.
We talked about DJ Moore. What about a DJ Moore? If somebody comes and offers you DJ Moore for Justin Jefferson.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that the worst sounding thing ever?
But, I mean, you're talking at least 4 weeks of not having him. And I would say you're a team who thinks they can still make the playoffs, but you're not in a power position.
Right. I am fighting for the chance to get to the playoffs, and you see whatever else happens. I would ask for possibly another piece with DJ.
Yeah.
But I would ask you this. Would you take DJ or Adam Thielen?
I take DJ for the upside. Yeah. I just think that we're going to start to see Thielen slow down with the age. You know, you've seen that with some older guys. Season goes on, they just can't hold up.
Yeah, it's there's nothing that's going to match the name of Jefferson, but you're going to be like...
What about Puka?
Puka still did his thing.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for a one-on-one. Most Jefferson owners are going to ask for something a little more. So if you're in a power position,
All right. Like, Sean, you're in the upper four, right?
I wouldn't call myself a power position like, when we get to this next injury. But
yeah. But for someone that's pretty hiding pretty high, it's got some room to wiggle there. Would like, you go
let's say
for
you, yeah, if you let's say you got cut back and now you have that wide receiver who you've been riding with, let's say maybe you were a little surprised by I'm trying to find somebody who kind of surprised us and has done well.
Nico Collins.
Yeah, so Nico Collins, and then you know you have another running back that you can let go of. Let's say a Miles Sanders.
Ooh.
Who's been rough, but if you put that package together, would you take that as a Justin Jefferson owner who's desperate to get some players in his lineup?
It'd be hard with the Miles Sanders, but it's actually okay with Nico Collins.
Okay.
So that's a package that Jefferson owners might need to look at if you're in a struggling position.
Yeah, so I agree. I say shop him, see what you can get. These things don't always resolve themselves as simply as just 4 weeks gone and then comes right back and is amazing. So mm-hmm. like you said, if you can get good value for him and somebody, you know, wants to make a trade, then I would do it.
Okay. Now the next one, I'll kick it to you here. Devon Achane. Yeah, we have to get his name better.
Before Achane. You walked into the studio, I was crying in my in my house. No. Yeah. I think for the Dolphins, it's not much of an effect. Like, I think that they can find a way to work around this. But as far as fantasy owners, obviously this is a huge hit. I don't think you're going to be able to use anybody but Mostert through this period because now we've got Jeff Wilson who will probably come back. And we've got Salvin Ahmed. I just think it's going to be a little bit of a rotation there and they'll probably sign somebody. To me, Mostert is the only guy that I would be willing to start every week. Pick the other guys up for speculation, but as far as the Achane owner, we don't have a timeline yet. I think it's a similar. It's going to be that 3 to 4 weeks. They're probably deciding if they want to put him on IR or not. And I would. This is where I would for sure take the opportunity to trade. If somebody is like, okay, I'm riding high, and I just want a guy who can, you know, inject volatility into my lineup and just give me huge boom weeks later in the playoffs, then I would trade Devon Achane to get somebody who you can start right now.
Do you like, as not as a Dolphins fan, but as a fantasy fan, when Achane's on unknown timetable, or would you rather them put him on IR so you don't have to worry week to week, is he going to play?
That's a fair question. I think with the injury that he has, I want the 4 week just because, like you said, you can stick him in there and don't have to play this waiver game of, oh, is he in? Is he out?
Yeah.
But traditionally, obviously, you want as little time on the injury as you can. And even if that's a headache of playing that game, I'd rather play it if I get him back sooner. So I think they will end up being close to that 4 weeks.
Okay. Now to our frequent flyer friend here, Anthony Richardson.
I'm telling you, man.
Another
injury.
He needs
to get a call from RG3, and he needs to say, bro, you're not going to make it through this league if you keep running like that.
AC joint, sprain here, multiple weeks. It is something almost every week. We love the talent, but is he going to be, sorry, RG3, is he going to be like RG3? We only got a season and a half of brilliance if we get there.
I think he'll realize that he can't continue to play like this if he wants to have an NFL career. He's a little bigger. He's a lot bigger than RG3 was.
He's a big man.
So I think he'll hold up better. But, yeah, I think, obviously, for fantasy, it sucks. You're not going to go pick up Gardner Minshew in his stead. I think for the pieces around him, I don't think it changes a ton. Maybe a few more touchdowns are easier to come by for the running backs now that we don't have Anthony Richardson snaking those away at the goal line. And Pittman, I feel like, might be a little steadier, but maybe the ceiling isn't quite as high with Gardner Minshew.
Minshew. Got a little stash. James Conner, he's out. Looks like he might be going on the IR. We know this really hurts here. I'm asking you, who would you look at like a waiver wire pickup if you were there? Because running backs are thin. So if you lose James Conner, you're probably looking at the waiver right now to try to help fill that roster. Because you're probably bumping someone up from the flex, and now you got an open hole in the flex. But let's say running back specifically.
So, I mean, for the Arizona backfield, we've got, was it Demarcado? He's the guy who's the backup. there's not a lot of great options on waivers right now to go get.
I think they had Ingram or something like that.
Keontae Ingram. But I think that he seemed to have lost his job a little bit to that rookie. So, I don't know if there is an answer, to be honest with you. Mm. I think you may have to go via trade if you're going to try to fill that spot.
Yeah, because he looked like he was solid for your lineup, going to get you double digits. These next two can go quickly. Daniel Jones, he hurt his neck again. Was it more of like, I hurt my neck because I hate looking up at the scoreboard as we're getting slaughtered? We don't know about him. But if you're playing Daniel Jones as a quarterback, you're probably already living off of the waiver wire.
I don't know if it's going to change much in the fantasy world.
And then what's up with Travis Kelce? I see his ankle roll, throws his helmet down really mad. All right, he shakes it off, comes right back. Yeah, I did that. And then he actually scores a touchdown. Do you think on a short week coming up Thursday, this probably come out, this is Tuesday, maybe later tonight or Wednesday, but on a short week on Thursday, he did play on the ankle injury. Do you think Kelce plays Thursday night?
I don't know if he will. They've been cautious with him. They remember with the knee, they ended up sitting him. I think they do let him sit one game, and then he gets that extra rest. But it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, you play him. So if he's in, you play him. If he's not, obviously you don't. So
yeah, you might not get the yards, but he definitely gets all the receptions.
And he's just an end zone. I mean, he could have two receptions for two touchdowns, and that'd be fine.
All right, now to the part everybody wanted to hear on the podcast.
We haven't heard enough about Taylor Swift.
Yes, but we've been gone for 2 weeks during the high, the whole rise of her being in at the game in Kansas City and then New York,
spiking his jersey sales to number one,
big time. My favorite was all the Swiftie fans making jerseys, and that one girl spelled it like Kelce, like the girl's name with a Y at the end and stuff. Like they don't know who he is at all, and it's amazing. But our league mates, we haven't done this type of thing in a little while, but we usually compare them to something, a movie, a food, whatever it is, TV show. We're going to do not just songs, but specifically Taylor Swift songs. And as Sean and I were going back and forth, A, we actually know quite a few of her songs. B, she's got a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
There were some we left off the list that were like, oh, I wish we could have made that happen. We switched around a couple because as we were scrolling through, we're like, oh, wait, this would fit one better. So we're matching it to our league mates. It's fantasy football centered, sometimes off their personality, their team. Maybe we just like the title of the song. We thought it was fitting.
Yeah. So I'll let you kick it off here. We are doing these in order of standing. So congrats, David, number one in our league. What's David's song?
David, yours is Love Story, because it's been a love story for the beginning of the season. Your team looks great. Your bench is outscoring some other people's starting lineups. Like, what is there not to love?
Yeah, his team has been on fire, taken down this week by yours truly. But up to that point, they were demolishing other teams. Yeah, Kyren Williams was a huge pickup for him. I think that's what's really, really helped his team.
Yeah, and then, David, kudos to you. You get one of the only positive songs Taylor Swift's, whole list of phenomenal songs here. Next, we're going to Matt. What do you got for Matt?
So for Matt, we are not positive. He's got bad blood. He seems to have bad blood with everybody in the chat. I was watching that one Thursday night one where with him and he likes the old man jokes. He's going after LaRoyce with the old man.
Oh, my goodness. So
might need to find a new new stick if you're going to go after somebody.
If it's old man stuff, let's say LaRoyce is a quote-unquote old man. That boy got some old man strength there, Matt, okay? Yeah. Like, I watch out.
Yeah, watch out at the next meeting here. So, all right. And third in the league, I'm actually surprised to see that I am third in the league. I don't feel like it the way my team is playing.
I said this earlier, and I think in the podcast, and I'm like, you didn't believe it. But sitting third in the league is Sean, and we both thought this was great. And I think wildest dreams, right? Because that's your dream. You are getting that title. Right now, you got a team just ready, pumping, playing great.
It's in my wildest dreams. It's been a dream for a very long time, and it's continued to be a dream.
Oh yeah, he'll have that if you win the title this year, you're gonna make it like a Stanley Cup type of tour with the ring. The ring's got to come overnight because you need to have a week of celebration.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Oh man, we had a lot of choices.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Morgan, you're in fourth, and we. Yeah, we could have picked a lot of different songs for you.
I love some of them, but I think this was
the best. One was, I think, most fitting. It's You Need to Calm Down. Because when you hit up in the chat, the man just goes off, and there's usually a trade that's gone on that he can't stand. Usually Joe giving somebody someone who he doesn't think is a fair trade. But sometimes you need to calm down more.
Yeah. It makes me laugh. I find pure joy when I go through the chat and I hear my name mentioned. And it's just Morgan throwing shade. I was like, I wasn't even in the chat. What are we talking
about? Yeah, he loves to throw somebody who's not even involved in there.
And I think he's just
usually
trying to,
you or Tim.
Yeah, he's just trying to like bring us back in. It's hilarious. But yeah, you need to calm down, Morgan. You need to listen to that song a little bit.
All right. Next is LaRoyce in fifth.
Oh, style. This one, you speak a little more to this one for me, but why do you feel like this is so much LaRoyce?
I mean, the man has style.
He sure does.
With his, the way he doesn't just beat you and he doesn't just win. He doesn't just go about the, you know, does the draft and it's over. No, he has style with the way he wins.
Yeah, I mean, he'll win by putting your family's picture as his like, you know, icon. He creates his own, you know, stuff there. He's so stylish, man.
All right, why don't you take Andy there then?
Andy, I knew you were trouble. That's what your song is. When you came into this league.
Knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Yeah, talking about two defenses. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. And man, you've lived up to it. Now look at you, man. You made playoffs last year. You troublemaker. We wanted to keep you out. It's like, oh man, guy with two defenses. He's still bringing trouble. He's moving way up the rankings. He's like, he could put a little more songs to Andy here, but yeah, we knew you were trouble, man, when he came in with two defenses a couple years ago.
All right, and why don't you take Joe and I'll take the next two. We'll just go two and two here.
Oh, we got Mike right here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
We forgot. Mike, you're not at the bottom. You're right behind Andy here. What number is this? 1, 2, 3. I said 8, right? 7, 8, 7. Anyways, Mike, out of the woods. Are you out of the woods yet?
He's been sitting down in the bottom deep depths of a woods since he's entered our league.
Yeah, look, I just had a count to make sure that it was correct. And you're like, you're probably peeking your head and you're like, am I out? Am I here, guys? Is he out of the woods?
Still,
I don't know.
Still not a playoff.
No. Nope.
7th seed. That's usually my spot, but
Yeah. Welcome to the official Sean spot here. So Mike, are you out of the woods? We'll see you at the end of the season.
All right, and then for Joe, we had Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, boy.
This was for your Christian McCaffrey trade.
Ooh-wee.
That Brees, you know, whole thing that went down, you know, being scared of his thing, doing the take-backsies with Morgan's trade, and then that, I think, put you into a spiral that said, look what you made me do, and you gave LaRoyce potentially a back-to-back championship because we all know that Christian McCaffrey can win a week all by himself.
Yeah, it's just, oh, boy. Thanks, Joe. All right.
Next on the list, we had Chris. And I chose for you, Shake It Off, man. You got to shake it off. Cause
always.
It's been a rough year. Last year was rough for you. This year, you know, trying to get your Alvin Kamara back, your Cooper Kupp. Team's finally looking like we're ready to go.
Finally.
And then Justin Jefferson.
Just rip my heart out. Yeah.
So just shake it off.
Just got to shake it off.
You baby. can still make it.
Yep.
And this is probably my favorite one. I'll let you do Tim's here.
Oh, Timmy, my man. The Taj doctor, not an MD. Tim, are you a little delicate? Oh, I call myself the Tilt King, man. But reading you and seeing your action on the chat, I mean, you've talked to me so many different trades asking if Kupp or Kamara were available. you are delicate when your team is not churning up front, man.
Yeah.
I feel like you're losing sleep and hair right now through this season.
Yeah, last night he had a real close game there, and he was real delicate last night. He needed that win. So. And then after Tim in 11th place, we have Phil.
Ooh, Philly.
And we're going to do We Are Never, Ever, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together, because that seems to be how you leave the chat often. Now, he has changed his ways. He's mostly stayed, you know.
In the chat.
Barely. He's not even, I think his method was to just remove himself from the situation.
Remember when we were just a text group?
Yeah.
And we would always see Phil Boston
left
the conversation or left the chat. And then someone would add him in and then we'd leave the chat again.
So you just got that vibe of we're never ever getting back together.
It's like that breakup thing. There was a few seasons
I think he thought he was going to leave the league.
Yeah. And so, I mean, let's stay together, Phil. I don't want to ever. I want to get back together every time.
All right. And then go ahead and take Daniel. Down at the bottom there, Mr. Most Points Against.
Most Points Against, man. When somebody's beating me that bad in fantasy, it produces tears. Thus, some teardrops on my guitar. We're going with one of her originals. All right, the one that put her, you know, on the map, and Daniel is putting you on the map, but at the bottom of the map, man, it's got to be really sad.
Yeah.
We had you, we hyped you up, man. We had you making the playoffs, one of the top three or two teams in a league, picked you as one of our Super Bowl contenders, and you found yourself at the bottom. That's nothing but bawling your eyes out right there. That's crying. That's some crying moments. I give a pass for him if he's still crying.
All right, guys. Well, that's our Taylor Swift edition of of our podcast here. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, and if you have anything else to say, make sure you drop it in the chat. I always enjoy the post-conversation after these episodes. So,
all right, guys.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.